We're in Simon Tuf Ayin Hey. Siv Beis and Machaber says in Ein Lo Yerakos Litibol Rishon Al Maror. If the only vegetable you have available for karpas is maror, Yevarech Alav B'Tibol Rishon Ber Priyad Ama Ve Al Achilas Maror. So then when you eat the maror for karpas, you make a bar priyadama on it and an alachilas maror. And then when you're dipping it for maror later on, so you dip it in the charoses, and you don't make any bracha on it whatsoever because you already made a bracha on it for the first dipping. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason you have to make an alachilas maror the first time is because you can't just make an alachilas maror later on when you eat the after the kazayis matzah, because after you've already filled yourself with maror at karpas, it's not right to now make a bracha on it later on. So therefore, you have to make a bracha alachilas maror the first time and just eat a little bit l'shem karpas. But still, the bracha is not a bracha levatala when you make it in order to eat maror after the matzah, because hagada is not considered to be a hefsek, and therefore the alachilas maror goes on the beginning of the eating, and all the way when you have it for the actual maror. The Mishnah Berurah quotes many poskim who disagree with this, and say that it's better to have in mind when you eat the maror the first time around for karpas to actually fulfill the mitzvah of maror as well, since you're making asher kishan masoso v'tzivano alachilas maror at that point, and therefore you would have to eat a kazayis at that point of maror as well, and dip it in the charoses. And then when you have maror later on, after the matzah, so that you make, you don't make a bracha on it, and that would actually be l'shem karpas, so then you would not need to eat a kazayis later on either. And you wouldn't need to dip it in charoses either. Siv gimel. Bala matzah, yatzah. If you swallow matzah whole, without chewing it, or without having the taste, you're yotzei the mitzvah. As opposed to maror in bala maror lo yatzah. If you swallow the maror whole, then you're not yotzei detal maror b'inam v'leika, because you need to taste the meriris by meruas chayehem, and you don't have that, so therefore you're not yotzei. What about by matzah? The Mishnah Berurah says that even though in Siman Tav Samach Aleph Sif Dalet we paskin that you can't use cooked matzah because it loses the tam matzah, so don't we see that clearly you do need the tam matzah? So the Mishnah Berurah says that over there it's worse because the bread itself loses, the matzah itself loses the tam matzah. But here, the matzah itself still has the tam matzah, you just don't taste it. So a chiluk between the matzah losing the tam matzah and you just not tasting it. This is all b'diavad anyway, says the Mishnah Berurah, l'chadchila, for sure you should chew and taste the matzah in your mouth. Mechaber continues, afilu im bala matzah mar ke'echal, even if you swallow matzah mar at the same time, yidei matzah yatzei dei mar lo yatzah, so then you're yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, but not mar. Him krachem besivu vlo, if you wrap it up in something and swallow it, afidei matzah lo yatzah v'ishein derech achila b'kach, that's no longer derech achila, and therefore you're not yotzei. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if you wrap it in a food item, that is derech achila, and you would be yotzei. Siv dalet, achal matzah below kavana, if you eat matzah without intending to fulfill the mitzvah, kagon shansu and nachrim, like if somebody forced you to, non-Jew forced matzah down your throat, or listim or ganavim of some sort, forced you la'achal to eat, yatzadei chavasa, you still fulfill the mitzvah, kevan shu yodea sha'alayla pesach v'shuchai v'chilas matzah, since you know that tonight's Pesach and there's a mitzvah to eat it. Avalim hayasavar shu chol or she'ein zo matzah, but if you thought it was a weekday, or you didn't realize you were eating matzah, then lo yatzah, then you're not yotzei. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even though we say mitzvah srichos kavana, and therefore for sure over here we should say that you're not going to be yotzei since you don't intend to fulfill the mitzvah, when it comes to a food item where you're eating and you get hana from it, so then that's like your miskavein and it counts as the kavana. This is one of the many answers given to this question of how you're yotzei the mitzvah of matzah if mitzvah srichos kavana, even though by shofar we would say you're not yotzei. So one of the answers suggested is this concept of hana. The Mishnah Berurah points out that there are some who disagree and hold that, according to that which we paskin, mitzvah srichos kavana, then even by a food item, you're not yotzei if you don't specifically intend to have in mind. And that's what the Brichadosh paskin is as well, that really, as long as if you aren't mechaving to fulfill the mitzvah, then you aren't actually yotzei the mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, for sure, if you have in mind specifically not to be yotzei the mitzvah, then for sure that's worse than not having any kavana whatsoever, and for sure you wouldn't be yotzei. And that's even according to the opinion that says mitzvos ein srichos kavana, you won't be yotzei if you specifically have in mind not to be yotzei.